Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Hey, Doug, how are you doing today? Welcome to the Worldwide Podcast Recording Studios for Talos and IBM. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. For those who are listening to our inaugural show, why don't we go ahead and have you guys introduce yourself. We'll start with Mr. Doug Lifton.
Hey, my name's Doug Lifton. I'm with IBM. I am a Guardium sales specialist in the industry segment of accounts. Been working with Guardium for 8 years now.
And Mr. Doug Champion.
Thanks, Rick. Doug Champion, based in Dallas, Texas. I manage the IBM relationship for Talos worldwide and been with the company about 6.5 years.
Well, thanks for joining. Since this is our inaugural podcast of this, I want to, first of all, thank you for taking 5 to talk about GDE. And during the program, we're going to focus on one question or one topic and try to talk about it in sort of bite-sized chunks. So do either of you need a practice question before we get started?
I think the best thing to do is to have either Doug or me read the question and let you provide the response because you're the technical guy.
But these aren't technical. These are easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to be technical to understand this. Let's start simple. What are the different kinds of encryption and why is it important when we're talking to customers? Doug Champion, why don't we hear from you first?
Sure. Well, I mean, it can appear daunting at first. There are, lots of different types of encryption. It can be, file level encryption, database level encryption, maybe application encryption, tokenization, containers. So there's lots of different types of encryption out there. But really the key is to understand your environment, understand your data, understand where your risks reside within your organization, and that will help you plan out the appropriate encryption strategy. So it's not quite as complicated as it seems.
And Mr. Lifton, any thoughts?
Yeah, what I see most often when we talk to clients or introduce the notion of encryption, they tend to think of encryption most often at the storage or database level, native database encryption provided by their specific database vendor.
And when I talk to customers, we get deeply discussing encryption, but I try and remind customers that we're talking about a method of controlling their data. It's not just that it's encrypted, it's that we've got controls over what can get access to the data, who can get access to the data, how that data can get accessed by which applications. And I think that takes us down the conversation of asking questions like, well, if I've got a hard drive that's encrypted, is it giving me the control I need? Are you just giving me control over the data on the hard drive? Or are you giving me something more precise? Like, do I have control over who and what get access to a particular file? Do you see customers or enterprises wrapped around the axle a little bit when we talk about encryption?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rick. And absolutely. What tends to happen is they have a need or a simple use case as they initially understand it relative to a compliance mandate. But they do get wound around the axle of, am I looking to just achieve the checkbox? Or for the level of effort I'm going to go through, should I look to get greater benefit than perhaps the most simple checkbox approach?
And for Doug Champion, how about when we talk about cloud native encryption? Do you see that as more of a checkbox requirement, or do you still see the need for customers to have that granular control?
Yeah, I think it's more of a checkbox, right? And I think, to really do it right, you need additional controls in place that you described. And one of the beautiful things about the GDE platform, it is a platform, it's scalable. So you may identify one use case around file level encryption. You'll have that key management platform in place for the entire enterprise, and you can scale it to other use cases. Maybe another group needs database encryption, another group needs application encryption. So It's a one-stop shop. You have an enterprise key management platform in place. You can address many, many use cases throughout the enterprise.
Doug Champion, Doug Lifton, thanks very much for spending time with me today. I know we could spend a lot more time talking about encryption, and I look forward to continuing the conversation about GDE on future podcasts. Thanks for stopping by. We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking Five with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking five with GDE.